This week we begin the new Sefer. Sefer Vayikra. So the Torah begins Vayikra al Moshe Vayidabe Hashem Ilav Me'ol Moed Lemor. So look at the first Rashi, even though I forgot to bracket it. But the first Rashi says like this. Vayikra al Moshe Uchol Dibros Uchol Amiros Uchol Tzivuyim Kod Makriya Loshon Chiba. Loshon Shem Malachi Hashoretz Mishtam Shibo. Shenema Vekara Zel Zeh. Whereas whenever Hashem speaks to Klal Yisrael, first there's a Kriya. He calls them over. Vayikra Moshe. That's the Chiba. And then Vayidaber. And then he says, what's the Halacha? First you have to But Nevi'er Musa Olam, you don't have that. It's just Vayikar. You know, it happened, he chanced upon. Vayikar means somebody chanced upon somebody else. I mean, it's not like I called you over, I'm interested in you coming to me. We have just happened to bump into each other. So that's the Lashon by Umas Olam. But for Klal Yisrael, it's Vayikra El Moshe. It's the Kriya Shel Chiba. And then it's Vayidaber Hashem Elav. So I'd like to speak about a little bit what's the idea of this Kriya Shel Chiba. What is this referring to? So first, if you take a look on page 3 in the Kosher Glover, Eretz Tzvi, I didn't write the name of the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, Allah Torah. He writes like this: the chol dibros, the chol amiros, chol tzviim kadma kriya. Inyan the chol adam tzarech ladas shu rochach maod mitoru mitzvos. A person has to realize that he's far away from Torah mitzvos. So first you need to be brought in. Tzrichim kriya shalchiba, if they call dibur. Vite the oz v'omit, sheyuchal l'skar v'la mitzvah. Whereas sometimes a person thinks, I'm so far, I'm so remote. How can I do a mitzvah? What does it mean? What does Hashem want? My mitzvah. So first, Hashem brings you over, puts you hand around your shoulder. That's the Vayikra. Krav. Amzu yatzad l'zlonzi l'peiru. Hashem says to Aaron, Krav ala mizbeach, right? And Rashi says, because Aaron was embarrassed. So he says, no, kach nifcharta. Which the Kosher Glover explains that since you're not running to do it, you know, you have your anivus, so that proves that you're worthy. Oh. So he says like this. Every year in Pesach, the next paragraph, you have a new Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That we re-go the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Wolanisim, and then ultimately it leads to Kabbalah Satorah, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. So every year we accept upon ourselves the yoke of Torah Mitzvahs, which starts, because when did we come Avdei Hashem? When we left Mitzrayim. We were Avdei Paro, now we're Avdei Hashem. So every year we re-accept ourselves the all of Torah Mitzvahs. That's the Vayidaber, Hashem Elav. But where's the Vayikra? So says the Kosher Glover, that's why we have Purim before Pesach. Purim is the Kriya Shel Chiba that precedes Pesach. Purim is, Hashem shows us, so he says, last paragraph, we'll call Dibur Kadma Kriya. just like every tzivoy, there's a kriya shel chibur preceding it. Kein ledibur anochi Hashem elokech shechal bepesach, kama kriya shel chibur bepurim. Because in Purim, Hashem shows us His love, the simcha, all the nitzachon. It's a time of chibur between us and the Ribbono shel Olam. So kadma kriya ledibur, the kriya shel chibur is Purim, and then the dibur is the kabbalos, all mitzvahs that we became abdei Hashem after we left Mitzrayim. But we still have to understand this idea. There's a famous famous Rashi. I remember Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rashi Kembri Avna, like to speak about this Rashi. And perhaps based on what we just, the Kozhik level, we can get a new shot in the Rashi. Because the Gemara says in Tainus and Chavtes Amar Aleph at the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda Berei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei the Rav Kshem Shemenichnas Av Matim Besimcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So Shenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So if you would be writing a parish on what? On this Rashi, what would you say? Shenichnas Adar, it's Marbin Besimcha, because what? Leads up to Purim, etc. But look what Rashi writes. Shenichnas Adar Yimei Nisim Hayu Yisrael Purim UPesach. Right, so Rav Goldberg Zatzal used to always like to speak about this Rashi. Why does he throw in Pesach also? But Shenichnas Adar has nothing to do with Pesach. Right, it's like when Lushitz signs about from Purim to Pesach. But what's the idea? So I thought, based on this Kozhik lover, works in very well, because Purim and Pesach are one continuum. Because Purim is the Kriya Shel Chibur before the Tzivui. Pesach is all the Tzivuyim, because we leave Mitzrayim and now we became Avdei Hashem, and now we have to be Mekabel the Torah and all the Tzivuyim, etc. But where's the Kriya Shel Chibur beforehand? That's Purim. Right, a leap year, right. Right, so we know. Mas Mechul Gula, yeah. And he quotes that the Chasam Sofer on page 5 says that he says, Vimea Pur Me'elo Lo Yavr Mitoch Hayudim Zichra Lo Yosef Mizaram Yidin Ki Amur Chazal Shenichnas Adar Marvim Simcha Pesh Rashi Nisim Hayul Yisrael Purim Pesach Hayin Smichas Gula Lagula Adav Nisim In a Hefesh Rabbi name Yim Ki Nisim Nikra Kach Hashem Shabon Asu Yisrael Kamar Chazal Mikom Lokam Nisim Hayim Hayum Behekesh HaTeva. In other words, the Nisim of Purim or Pesach were very blatant Nisim. It was destroying the Teva. Everything was blatant. The Nisim were noticeable. But the Nisim of Adar was just Derech HaTeva, was everything was Derech HaTeva. You just saw the Hashkacha within the Teva. And that's the continuation of beginning with the Nisim of Derech Hashkacha to the Nisim that are Galuyim. There's a famous Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Beis rather. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Raisim and Shechem like that. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Rav Shechem like that, it's not really Mishnah, it's Raisim, last Perek. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Baskol, Yotzeis, Mehar Choriv, Ubachrezes v'omeres oylehem lebrias v'albonus shel Torah. A baskol comes every day from Har Sinai and says, "You know, oylehem lebrias v'albonus shel Torah." that the oila have labrios from the embarrassment of Torah. A person doesn't learn Torah, it's an embarrassment. The kronosof. So there's a famous word from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov asked the famous question: what's the point of the baskol if no one can hear the baskol? Is the baskol that's coming out every day from Harchorev and says Oilham Labrios Melbonish Al Torah, and everyone needs to learn, and if you don't learn, you're Nikronizov. What's the point? Did anyone ever hear this baskol? So if you didn't hear it, so what's the point of having it? So the told us Yaakov Yosef, he says on page 8, Od Yesh Pim Bir the Hiksha Mori, that's the Baal Shem, Mashaabruch Achomeinu Zal, Mechol Yom Baskol Yotzes Mehakorim Mechrezes, Mimarashach, Imiefsha Yeshe Yishma Shum Odom Hakruz Sazer, Imkein Lama Yotze Baskol Klau, Imiefsha Yishma Imkein My Time Alone Yishma. And if you're supposed to hear it, so why don't we hear it? So he says like this, and this same word is quoted as well in the Degel Machan Ephraim in Parshas Vayikra as well, and he says like this: if a person every once in a while has a feeling inside of him, a hargosha, that to do tshuva, he says, where does that hargosha come from? That hargosha comes from his neshama tuning in to the baskol of Har Chorev. There is that inner inspiration that a person feels, you know, I should be doing things better now, different now. It's because I'm here, the neshama is picking up, the, so to speak, the sound waves of the baskol of Har Chorev. And that's the kriya. That's the kriya. Kriya Shalchiba. And there's a famous, that's how the Talmud Yaakov Yosef explains. That's the Kriya Shalchiba, Baskol. And there's a famous word in the Parshas Vayichi that says, Vayikra, page 11, now page 12, Yaakov Balbono, Vayome, Heasu, Agidu Lachem, Esa Shayikra, Eschem, Bachar, Sayom. So the Tiferet Shloimeh on page 13 says, "Yivol pi mashizmar because of mashcheni acharecha narutza." Heish anu mispalma Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahamshich osanu elav. Whereas we want Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bring us close to Him, because we want that kriya shel chiba. But he says the two ways of, because when you brought close to Hashem, that's like a kinyan mishicha. That you get something to move towards you, or even away, but certainly towards you, then you cone it, because that's mashicha. You can't do a mashicha. How are you going to do a mashicha of some large animal? But you call it, it moves to you, that's a mashicha, now you cone it. He says, the Gemara says in Kedusha, there are two ways to do a mashicha. One is to take a whip, to take a stick and hit the animal and cause it to move. That's one way of doing mashicha of an animal. And the other way is what? Is kriya shel chiba. So he says, that's pshat, mashcheni acharecha narutza. That we want Hashem should bring us close to Him, but not through, the way he explains here in the Bir Chassid, is not through a whip, but with Derecha Rachamim, with the Kriya shall Chiba. Because if you call me and I come to you, which you, I called you, you called me, so that's the Kriya shall Chiba, that makes the man, so now you're Nikna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and that makes the Kesha. So that's what Yaakov Avinu says, Esa Shayikra Eschem Bacharis Hayomim. He says that the Acharis Hayomim is going to be a kriya, not a whip, but a kriya. And that's the kriya shalchiba, that every mitzvah starts off. First you have the kriya shalchiba, because if a person is just doing it and he doesn't feel any feeling for the mitzvah, in other words, there's no relationship. Whereas you don't feel a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he's just telling you to do this, this, and the other thing, so you don't feel good about it. But you feel good about somebody who tells you to do something or asks you to do something if you had a relationship from before. But if there's no relationship, then someone tells you, wants you to do or doing something, it's very hard. That's why you always start off with what? With the kriya shalchiba. That there should be a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's another nekuda that the Or of Yisrael says on page 15, the Likutim from the Or of Yisrael. It says, Vayikra, the Moshe says, V'chol Kriya is called Dibras Kama Kriya. Dasha Barashi Kam Lamdein Klal Godol B'Torah. Hey, the Moshe Moshe Lo Nigash L'Daber Mashchina Ad Shekadma Kriya. But Moshe doesn't come and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he calls him. Look at Tarech Adam Harosha, page 16. Lalo Sal Hashem, Bimadrega Lamadrega, Chol Madrega Tzorech Sheik, Dimo Kriya Min HaShamayim, Litein Oso HaMadrega. A lot of times, people want to go from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega. But a lot of times people are going on the next Madrega and they're not ready for it. And if they're not ready for it, it's going to have adverse effect on them, because they're taking on too much. So the kriya means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to call you to say, okay, now you're ready to go on the next step. Now you're ready. And that's why it has to be, before any tzivoy, there has to be a kriya, because if you just say, I want to, you know, a lot of people are misguided. They decide on their own, I want to take this chumrah or that chumrah. And they don't know, is this something I should be taking on at this point in my life? Maybe I should, but maybe 20 years from now. Or maybe 30 years from now. Maybe not now. Or maybe it is time for now. So you have to have that kriya beforehand. Now how do we get that kriya? So the best thing is if you have a close relationship with somebody older than you who's steeped in Torah, you know, who could understand you and know who you are and know the Torah and know where the person is in his life psychologically and religiously, and his whole understanding of the person could sometimes give a good answer whether this hanhaga is a proper hanhaga for this person or not. But that's the kriya that has to come before the dibur, because he writes, and he says on page 16 on the right side, "V'nei be'nei rabbi min hachasidim shenasu mishugayim chas v'sholom." He said they became mishuga because they took upon too much too quickly. O bale marashchora, depressed, depression. Miayin nimtza hadavar hazeh imin haTorah chas v'sholom. The Torah is masamechas. So what's the pshat that they became the Indian who can Hashem heim rotsim lalos al Hashem asulam nelma meinem ki inum avdim as Hashem b'hadraga? They're not going step by step. They're going too much, too soon, too quick. Ketovsim dover she'ein shayich lehem b'lishum kriya u'rishus min Hashemayim. That's what Rav Goldberg Zatzal used to say, you know, by Noach, his big thing by Noach, is Hashem had to say to him, tzei min hateva. That was, he couldn't just look outside and say, you know, okay, this the marble's over, I'll go out. No. And basically what his point was that he always compared the yeshiva experience to a teva, because it's an insular experience. And you stay in the teva until you get a kriya, the neshamayim, now it's time for you to leave the teva. Tzeben ha-teva. That was his big thing. Different people get a kriya at different parts of their life, and when it's time now they have to move on and go to the next stage of their life of the tzei min hateva. But but even within. But so it's important to have this. And what he writes, and I've seen it. People could go, you know, because people, you know, decide on their own. They read different svarim. They don't, you know, that's the most important thing. Yes, say l'charav, if you have somebody who understands you and cares about you and doesn't have, you know, ulterior motives, but you know, and then can guide. Okay, now this is the next step. You can, the kriya shel chibur that could tell you. Now we're ready to move on and go to the next step. And there's a Chasam Sofer here, 1819. You can look; it's summarized here by the Marpel and Nefesh, the Prime and Arav, on page 21. He says, he quotes Vayikra al Moshe on page 21, and then he says, "Roshos Chasam Sofer, that the Moshe Rabbeinu Rabas Machlar Yamir Akavana Shloisa." Whereas other Nevi'im, the Malach brought them the Nevuah. They didn't get it straight from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Asmachlar Amira, he didn't need any intermediaries, no Malachim. She'adra v'adacha Malachim. He didn't want Malachim to intervene between him and the Ribon Shalom. So he says, that's what the... He says, Loshon Chiba, Hashta Yeshul Farish, page 22, second paragraph. Sifsechab, the Matik Shakriya, Yah Moshe Moshe. What's the Kriya? Hashem says, Moshe Moshe. What's the idea of Moshe Moshe? He was Echad to tell him that he's different from other people, and one to tell him he's different from the Malachim. And that was the Loshon Chiba. That you tell Moshe how great his potential is and how great he's been. And that's the Lashon Chiba. That Moshe Rabbeinu was in a separate league from other people and a separate league even from the Malachim. The idea that the Chasam Sofer has another person is a person sometimes needs. Chasam Sofer says is the person needs to be told, you know, you have the ability, you could do it. He needs to feel that's, you know, and that's also part of that kriya. That's how the Freiman Rav is explained based on the Chasam Sofer. That Moshe Rabbeinu had to be told that you're different than other people, and you're different than the Malachim, and therefore you can service Hashem even on a higher level than this. But I think the key ideas that we've gleaned from this is the Lashon Chiba means that before there can be any sivuyim, there has to be a relationship. You know, whenever you're, you know, you can't expect things from people, there's no relationship. First you have to build a relationship, you have to build a trust, you have to build a camaraderie. And then all the tzivuyim can only come after that. So Hashem says, first let's have a chiba. Let's care for each other. And then, then we can have the tzivui. So first let's have a Purim, then we can have a Pesach. Because if we don't have the Purim and we didn't see the Ava that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, so when the Pesach comes and we leave Mitzrayim and now he's putting upon us the whole oak of Torah, we can handle it. Because we have a relationship already. So even though obviously chronologically Pesach is before Purim, but the way the year goes, we put Purim first to show that we have to have that chiba first before there can be tzivuyim. And then the Oiv Yisrael points out the kriya is also the chiba is to show tell the person whether he's ready to move on or not. Is he ready to go to the next rung of the ladder or not? And that's the kriya. That's the kriya. And then, like the Freiman Rav says, he needs the Kriya to tell him that what to point out to his potential, his abilities, and that's the Moshe Moshe. Rav Shech says Rav Moshe a little bit different, but the idea that he's different than other people, different than Malachim, and therefore in life you always have to have a Kriya of Chiba before the Dibur. And that's very important. Because or else everything is going to backfire. And nothing is going to be, and no one's going to be wanting to do, but when there's a Kriya Shalchiva, is this relationship, then you can, then there's Vayidaber Hashem. Then Hashem says, Elav Me'olmoy Lemor, etc. So that's why every year we start off with Purim. That's the Kriya Shalchiva, the Kajuk Lava says, and then we go to Pesach. So Bez Hashem, we should always find proper hadracha, a proper insight to be over Hashem properly for what's proper for who we are at any given time in our lives. And Bez Hashem, we should have siyata d'shmaya, and we should never be from the meshugayim or from the balei mara shchora or from the depressed person people, but we should be mekayim. That Yiddishkeit should never bring a feeling of bitterness or morose or depression or things like that. That's not a healthy way of servicing Hashem. People sometimes get so nervous, OCD, the other things, getting rid of ourselves from that. Because it's not, that's not the Kriya Shalchiva. It's the Kriya Shalchiva, and then the Purim, and then Kabbalah Sol Machal Shamayim Pesach. Right, very good.